Good afternoon. My name is Tanya Myers, and I'm the Community Health Educator Supervisor with the Baltimore City Health Department. And my presentation this afternoon is on taking HIV testing to those at the highest risk, testing in non-traditional venues through outreach. Baltimore City currently has a population of about 622,104 individuals. Of that number, 63.6% are of African American descent, followed by 31.4%, which are white Americans, and 4.4%, which are Hispanics. The U.S. Census Board in 2013 also looked at the poverty level for Baltimore City. It said between the years of 2008 and 2012, about 23.4% lived below the poverty level. In regards to HIV and STDs, Baltimore has historically ranked within the top 10 in the country. This next slide looks at exposure categories for Baltimore. Of course, initially within the first 8 years, it was highest amongst the MSM community. It did transition after that into the intravenous drug users category. If I could do a plug really fast. In dealing with this issue, Baltimore does have a great needle exchange program, in which provides clean syringes as well as safe works for those individuals. So we like to attribute that to bringing down the numbers in that population. Next, it kind of transitioned into the heterosexual, and now it's back with the MSM and the transgender community. Our health department outreach program was developed about 10 years ago in 2004. And it was actually developed because of a syphilis outbreak that we had experienced at that time. During our first year of doing testing in the city, we tested probably between 3,000 to 4,000 individuals. Currently, our program is charged with testing between 10,000 to 12,000 individuals yearly. Our outreach program has, well, we have a morning outreach team as well as an evening and weekend outreach team that provides testing throughout the city of Baltimore. Some of the venues that that we provide testing in includes some structure sites. We do a lot of testing at substance abuse programs and homeless shelters, soup kitchens, just to name a few. But we also do a lot of street-based testing where we just kind of pull up and we provide testing pretty much anywhere. And we also do case-based testing where if someone in the clinic is identified as being positive, they may say where they met their partner, and we'll kind of go to that area and kind of saturate it as far as testing. For our presentation today, we chose to look at the different venues that we provide testing, and we wanted to find out which venues kind of yield the most positivity. So our formal objective is to assess the yield of confirmed positives at the various BCD outreach testing venues. Methods. We analyzed the HIV positivity rates yielded from various health department outreach venues from the years of 2011 to 2013. And what we did is we categorized those venues into 8 different kind of subcategories, if you will. The first being BCHD-sponsored LGBT events, the second being colleges and youth centers, the third being correctional facilities, the fourth being schools, festivals, and health fairs, the fifth being homeless services, the sixth being LGBT-focused venues, the seventh, substance abuse treatment centers, and lastly, street-based venues. This pie graph shows the testing that we did throughout the years of 2011 to 2013. And for the most part, we tested about 30,869 individuals. The largest portion came from our street-based venues, in which we tested a little bit over 14,000 individuals. That was followed by our homeless services, and then our school, festivals, and health fairs, which represent about 13%. But I wanted you to pay close attention to the BCHD-sponsored LGBT events, which only makes up about 1% of our testing efforts. This next slide shows the positivity amongst each one of those subcategories. And our BCHD-sponsored LGBT events yielded a positivity rate of 12%. So although it only made up 1%, the yield of positivity was very high. And that was followed by four categories, which included correctional facilities, LGBT-focused venues, substance abuse treatment centers, and street-based venues. Results. The data, of course, by far shows the highest HIV positivity came from BCHD-sponsored LGBT events. And the lowest came from the schools, festivals, health fairs, colleges, and youth centers. LGBT-focused venues, particularly those sponsored by BCHD, are extremely important venues to reach communities at the highest risk for HIV infection. Our health department has increased its outreach efforts in the LGBT community, of course, because it's the statistics that we had seen from that population. Currently, we sponsor a mini ball. And for a short definition for individuals who aren't familiar with a mini ball, it's actually a competition where individuals from the LGBT community compete. And they compete for fame, they compete for trophies and money. We also engage with the LGBT community through what's called the Ballroom Coalition. And the Ballroom Coalition is a group of leaders from that ball scene, in which they kind of meet with us at the health department. They kind of are instrumental in helping us put together our mini balls and the different focus venues that we promote throughout the year. The Know Your Status mini ball. Our mini balls is not just an opportunity for just the competition and for people to get together. We also use it as a resource to promote our testing. So we do a lot of testing at the balls. We also have individuals from our care linkage team there. So if anyone is identified as positive, they're actually able to meet with somebody there to get linked to care. We provide referral resources. And we also allow our community partners to kind of come in, showcase their programs, and to recruit individuals for their programs as well. So it's actually in kind of a holistic type of venue. Our first ball was in 2010, and we had about 500 individuals that came out. We were very excited. And we also got awarded as Ball of the Year from that community. So we're definitely very proud of that. This year will be our fifth ball. We're definitely in the planning phase right now, trying to get things together. It usually happens about in November of the year. This is just a copy of our flyer, which we use for promotion for our ball. Our ball title is Know Your Status. Of course, it has all the logistical information. It also has, I know you probably can't see it, the categories in which the individuals compete, as well as the incentive associated with each of the categories. Our testing results from our ball. This slide shows the number of individuals we've been able to test throughout our 4 years of promoting the mini ball. Overall, we test about 389 individuals. 21 we found to be HIV positive, and 9 were considered new syphilis. And for a short definition, HIV positive, we define that as someone that's not in our STD-MIS system, not in Insight, not in Ryan White, our state system, or in EHARS. And for new syphilis, we categorize that as individuals that had no documented treatment. Outside of our mini balls, we do sponsor other events. We have an annual cookout. This year we tried something different. We had a pool party and it was very receptive, so I think we'll probably continue with that. nightclubs, several of the nightclubs in our area, they do allow us to come in and provide testing inside of the club, as well as bring our van on the outside and providing testing that way. Movie nights, as well as we provide testing weekly at our Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore. This slide is a list of our different social marketing campaigns. The major one is a status update campaign, which is a website that we have. It talks about the various STDs. It also has our testing locations where people can get tested. It also provides us a platform to let the community know about the events that we're hosting. Have all get tested. It's kind of a play on words, but we use that one as well. We have that on the back of our Charm City Circulator, which is a bus that kind of travels throughout downtown Baltimore. Show your pride and your Band-Aid. You can see our model on this side. We use that as a theme for one of our picnics that we had, just showing individuals that it was okay to get tested and to wear the Band-Aid. So we had some models that came in for a photo shoot and used the Band-Aid as a focal point, and they turned out really well, as well as our other. We have a Facebook, we have Twitter, and we also participate with the Test and Make a Stronger campaign. Pictures, another one of our models showing the show your pride and your Band-Aid, as well as the Charm City Circulator that I was showing you with our Have Vols Get Tested and where you can get tested with in Baltimore City. And that's it. I thank you so much for listening. I want to thank co-authors and our STD staff.